Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, you might assume that all eggs are more or less the same shape, but there's actually a huge range of sizes and shapes. And according to a new study, the key factor is flight. We're joined by Dr. Mary Casewell-Stoddart from Princeton University. Afternoon, Mary.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Could you give us an idea of what kind of variety of shapes and sizes eggs come in?
Sure. There's actually more to egg shape than the classic egg-shaped chicken egg that we all think about. It turns out that bird eggs range from almost spherical, like in many owls, to elliptical, like in hummingbirds and loons, to very pointy, like in sandpipers and guillemots. And we also find that egg shapes fall almost everywhere in between these extremes. So we do find that bird eggs come in a tremendous variety of shapes.
Mm. Now, and for this study, how many different sorts of eggs did you look at?
Well, we were able to measure about 50,000 eggs representing 1,400 different bird species. That's about 14% of all bird species. And this allowed us to see the extent of variation in egg shape.
That's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs.
I wouldn't even know there was that many. And in studying them, you kind of drew up computer models of the sizes and shapes.
That's right. We were able to take advantage of a collection, a museum collection, based at the Museum of Vertebrate Zoology at the University of California, Berkeley. And using digital photographs of eggs from this museum collection, we wrote a custom computer program that could extract eggs from the images and then fit a mathematical curve to the outline of the different eggs. And this allowed us to quantify the egg's asymmetry, or how pointy the eggs are, and the egg's ellipticity, or how elongated the eggs are.
Mm. Now, I suppose an egg is a marvelous achievement in terms of engineering, because you have to pack a lot inside it.
That's absolutely right.
And one of the things you discovered was that one might think it's the shell that determines the size and shape, but it's not.
That's right. We propose a new mechanistic model that starts with the assumption that it's not the hard shell that's influencing egg shape. It's the eggshell's stretchy membrane, which you can actually see when you crack open a chicken egg. It's the membrane inside that you can peel off a bit. And we think that it's the variation in membrane properties, differences in membrane thickness, for example, that can contribute to all the different shapes that we see in bird eggs.
Now, you did refer to pointy eggs. Why are some eggs pointier than others?
Well, one of the classic ideas comes from cliff nesting birds. The idea there was that cliff nesting birds might lay pointy eggs because if pointy eggs are bumped, the eggs will spin in a circle and not topple off the edge of a cliff. But actually, we found in our large evolutionary analysis that we don't see an association between cliff nesting and nest location and egg shape. Actually, what we see is a correlation between flight ability and egg shape, such that birds that are strong flyers tend to lay eggs that are more asymmetric or more pointy or more elliptical. So that was the surprise of our study, that we found this correlation between flight and egg shape.
And is it the reason why they're pointy is that what the bird doesn't want to happen is for the egg to get fatter, because that's going to make it more difficult for them to fly. So if there has to be extra room, it's at the ends, so to speak.
That's exactly right. We think that as bird bodies become streamlined for powered flight, this has resulted in changes in the body plans of birds. And this can include a sort of shrinking of the abdominal cavity and a general squishing of organs. And so this has had a knock-on downstream effect on the egg shaping process. And one way birds might get around the challenge of needing to lay a large egg, pack a lot of volume into an egg without increasing that egg's width, because as you mentioned, making the egg wider might not be advantageous for a streamlined body plan. One way to get around this would be by laying an elliptical egg or an asymmetric egg.
So does that mean, though, by you could look at an egg, for example, and say, well, that's kind of a slightly fatter egg. Therefore, the bird who laid that egg probably doesn't fly much or fly at all.
Well, as a back of the envelope kind of calculation, something like that might work. But in our statistical models, we know that we're accounting for relatedness among species. And so there's some caveats to doing that kind of back of the envelope calculation. Nonetheless, that is the idea here, that you can estimate something about a bird's flight ability by the shape of that bird's egg.
Are all the eggs you studied, were they all from birds that fly?
They were not. And actually, we had a few surprises. So if we see a correlation between egg shape and bird flight, such that strong flyers lay elliptical eggs and asymmetric eggs, you might then expect that birds that have lost the ability to fly, birds that are flightless, might lay rounder eggs, eggs that are closer to spherical. And we do see that in birds like ostriches. They lay eggs that are quite symmetrical and fairly close to spherical. But surprisingly, we see that in penguins, their eggs are quite pointy. They're rather asymmetric. And so our hypothesis is that the processes that are streamlining birds' bodies for flight and sort of regular flying birds may also be operating in penguins just for a kind of underwater flight, for powerful swimming, if you will. So we think that that might explain why penguin eggs are more pointy or asymmetric than you might expect.
For creatures that lay eggs that aren't birds, the shape and size of those eggs, is that determined by a completely different set of factors?
Well, we don't know. It's quite possible that the eggshell membrane is also contributing to shape variation in non-bird egg layers. We do see that there is some variety in egg shape outside of birds, but it seems like birds are special in the degree to which they lay asymmetric pointy eggs. We don't see this so much in other non-avian vertebrate egg layers. And something that we're really intrigued by is the observation that asymmetric eggs outside of birds appear only in theropod dinosaurs, the ancestors of birds. Mm. And so we are very curious about how eggs might have changed shape right at that dinosaur to bird transition, given that egg asymmetry and bird flight may have arisen at about that time.
Is enough known about dinosaur eggs to make any sort of judgment as to what a dinosaur egg looked like?
Well, yes, we do have some wonderful fossil eggs from dinosaurs. I think that we're still interested in learning much more and filling in some of that fossil record. But we do know quite a bit about dinosaur eggs and dinosaur nesting behavior.
But again, presumably there was a different set of factors at play there. And so the eggs didn't necessarily need to be pointy or any sort of a shape.
That's right. There are certainly other factors at play. And one point that we make in our study is that while we find at a global scale across our 1,400 species of birds that there's a correlation between flight and egg shape, we have a lot more work to do to understand just what underpins this relationship. We also think that other factors related to the size of a clutch, how many eggs are laid at a time, and diet and nest location, these kinds of factors can have an important role to play at smaller taxonomic scale. So we don't rule out some of the classic hypotheses that exist for egg shape in birds and in other vertebrates. But I think a challenge for the future will be for us to zoom in on particular groups of egg layers and ask these questions about what really is influencing egg shape in particular groups.
Mary, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Dr. Mary Caswell-Stoddart is Assistant Professor at the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology in Princeton University.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.